It's 6 p.m. on Saturday, September 1st, 1666. I'm in my farmhouse on the hillside that runs up from the Cold Burn, the Kilburn, one of the tributaries to the River Thames. The Thames, as the crow flies, is about 4 miles away. St. Paul's Cathedral, in London, is about 4.5 miles away. If I walk up the hill my farmstead is on, walk up the hill to the village of Hampstead, I have a good view down across the fields, across the countryside, to London. About 7 hours from now, a spark from a banked-down oven in a house in Pudding Lane in London will jump out of that oven, and something, a rag, a wood chip, a drop of oil, a piece of kindling, will catch fire. 100 hours later, just before dawn on Thursday, September 6th, London will no longer exist. From up here on the hillside, up from the Kilburn, the cold stream, London will look like a burned-out barbecue pit. Glowing embers, ashes, charred husks, blackened skeletal ruins under a pall of gray-black smoke. Okay, yes, it's London Calling, the Daily London Walks podcast. I'm David. This is the second of three scene setters that prepare the ground, stack the kindling wood, for Simon's virtual tour, London's Burning, coming up on Sunday. This scene setter is going to zoom right in on Ground Zero, where the Great Fire of London started. And we'll do it methodically, just like building a fire. Dig the pit, put the stones around it, lay the kindling, light the match, apply it, blow on the tiny, struggling, harmless flame. Do it methodically. In other words, ask and answer, who, what, where, when, why. Who? One Thomas Ferriner, the king's baker, and his wife, and his daughter, and his two servants, one male, one female. Ferriner swore under oath that he had drawn the fire in the oven, banked it down at 10 o'clock on Saturday night. He said that at midnight he'd gone into the bakehouse to light a candle, and that there wasn't even an ember to kindle the match. He said he had to go elsewhere to get that light. And fuel? The inquest said there was, beside the oven, a pile of faggots for relighting the fire. One report, ominously, said those faggots were inside the oven. Ferriner, to his dying day, would claim that it was an arsonist who'd set his house alight. It's maybe understandable that he clung to that story. A fire starts in your house that destroys your city, the greatest city in the Western world. You're not going to want to own that. Ferriner gets that candle lit at midnight. 2 hours later, his manservant, wakes up. He's choking. The house is full of smoke. He wakes the family. Ferriner, his wife, his daughter, the manservant, escape through a garret window and along a roof gutter to a neighbor's house. They reach safety. The maidservant is too frightened to go up and out that garret window and across the roof. She stays behind. The flames reach her. That nameless girl was the first victim of the Great Fire of London. When? Well, we've already made a start with that. The fire began about 1 a.m. on Sunday, September 2nd, 1666. 100 hours later, it had run its course, ravened up London, devoured it, burned it to the ground. But we can do a bit more with the beginning of that timeline. We know about Farriner's banking the oven at 10 p.m. We know about his lighting the candle at midnight. We know about the manservant choking in a room full of smoke and waking up at 2 a.m. To that, we can add an eyewitness account that Farriner's house burned for more than an hour before any neighboring houses were set alight. A next-door neighbor was able to get all of his goods and chattels out before his house was consumed. In other words, in those first hours, it burned slowly. Famously, Thomas Bludworth, great name, the Lord Mayor of London, was roused and went to the scene at 3 a.m. He wasn't impressed. Infamously, he said, "Pish! A woman could piss it out." Bit of stuff and nonsense, nothing to get worked up about, lose sleep over. It was, of course, the greatest understatement in London's history, the biggest London misjudgment ever. Where? Well, famously, Pudding Lane, just east of the monument, the 17th century skyscraper that commemorates the Great Fire of London. The monument is the height it is because were it to topple over in an easterly direction, the very top of it, that ball of flame that crowns it, would come down where the fire began. And Pudding Lane itself? A contemporary described Pudding Lane as a little pitiful lane. A lane it was, a narrow lane. A narrow lane lined with tottering, ramshackle old houses running unevenly down the steep hill toward the Thames. Woodhouses. Woodhouses that were dry. It had been a parched summer. And for good measure, those wooden houses were coated with pitch. Farriner's house stood 10 doors up Pudding Lane from Thames Street. So the river, all that water, was a stone's throw away. Why? That dry summer? Why else? The wood coated with pitch? Why else? What was down at the bottom of Pudding Lane? That'll be the matter for tomorrow's podcast. Why else? Farriner's carelessness. Why else? Bludworth the mayor's gross misjudgment, etc. What? The Great Fire of London, that's what. And that's it for today's Scene Setter podcast. As I said, I'm putting these up as a lead-in to Simon's vivid, detailed, graphic, full-on account of the most catastrophic episode in London's history. His virtual tour on Sunday of the Great Fire of London. I use those adjectives, vivid and graphic, for three reasons. One, they are accurate. Two, every syllable in a Simon presentation is vivid and graphic. Every single one is the best possible syllable in the best possible order. And three, because his virtual tour is vividly and graphically, and I mean vividly and graphically, towering inferno vividly, vision of hell graphically, illustrated with images, with paintings, maps, sketches, drawings, charts, and yes, photographs. I've just set down here some kindling, the kindling of words. Simon will light the blaze and tend the ensuing conflagration. Simon's Great Fire of London anniversary virtual tour, he's called it London's Burning, goes at 7 p.m. on Sunday, September 6th, 2020. Full details emblazoned here on www.walks.com. Okay, let's bank the fires down for tonight. Good night. From London and London Walks. Be well. All the very best. Stay safe. May we meet soon.